This is Alan Tepper for Pro Video Coalition, Technotour, and CombinedHosting.com. We are gathered today to test the combination of the Fedice SL40 Dynamic Studio Mic with the Shure A7WS windscreen and the Blue Radius 3 shock mount. This is not the full review of the SL40. Look for that at ProVideoCoalition.com. Currently, we are not yet using the Blue Radius 3 shock mount. First, I will test for shock without the Blue Radius 3 shock mount. Later, I will add it and repeat the test. For this entire test, I have all processing deactivated in the Rodecaster Pro 2, since it could potentially filter out any shock sounds. Now, I'll lightly tap the legs of the table where the Heil PL2T boom is attached. Now I'll gently reposition the microphone by grabbing the neck of the Heil PL2T boom. Now I have added the Blue Radius 3 shock mount to the setup and I will repeat the tests. Now I'll lightly tap the legs of the table where the PL2T boom is attached. Now I'll lightly tap the top of the table where the Heil PL2T boom is attached. Now I'll lightly tap the Heil PL2T boom itself. Now I'll gently reposition the microphone by grabbing the neck of the Heil PL2T boom.